All right, so I just got finished with my morning run, and just decided to go ahead and record my podcast today. I usually don't do, well, I usually have evergreen podcasts where at any time, any season, someone can tune in and listen, and it applies to whatever that, whenever, you know? And this one will too. However, it's kind of focused more on the fall, which it can still be applied to other seasons as well. But in today's podcast, we're going to talk about fall into wellness. So grab your smoothie or cup of tea and join the conversation. Let's go. Hey there. So as one older person used to say all the time, I won't hold you long. This will not be a long podcast. But we're going to talk about fall into wellness. So literally, according to the season where I am now, it is fall, autumn. And a lot of times when it gets colder, you know, some people like to move back indoors. You know, sometimes they don't want to necessarily be outside, but fall is a great time to be outside. There's so many fun things that you can do outside. So I'm going to give you three. Three is always a good number. It's my life path number as well. So I'm going to give you three ways to fall into wellness. So number one is to get outside and walk. Now, this may seem simple to some of you that are used to getting outdoors and taking a little brisk walk, whatever. But for some, it's hard just getting outside, right? A lot of times we will go to the gym and then go do walking at the track. But if you think about it, why not just walk where you live? You know, maybe there's you got a backyard, you can walk around your backyard. I used to do that sometimes when we were at our home. I would actually walk around the yard sometimes. Or you can actually walk around your neighborhood, or if there's a nearby park, walk to the park and walk back. Or if you must drive to the park, you can drive to the park as well. So getting out and walking during this fall, there's beautiful leaves that are on the ground. Like I'm walking now, you may hear them as I am walking. It's so beautiful just to see all the colors, and you feel the breeze, the gentle breeze, as well as in some parts, well, like right now, there's some sun. I'm getting some good vitamin D as well. So that's a great way to get all the things and getting your vitamin D is working through the body. Oh, making my melanin glisten. So that's a good way to fall into wellness, getting outside and taking a walk. The second way to fall into wellness is to hydrate. Hydrate. This is very important, needing to hydrate. A lot of times we do not drink enough water. We need that. We need that water to lubricate the joints, especially as you're getting out to walk. You know, some things may start crackling, crack-a-lacking, whatever you want to call it. And it's not, they're not used to moving. You're getting that movement in by walking, and then you're going to hydrate, drinking more water. I've heard some people say they don't like the taste of water or filtered water or bottled water, alkaline water. They just don't like water. Well, there's things that you can put in your water to give it a little zing, like some citrus, some type of citrus fruit you can put in there, like an orange, you know, or lemon, something like that. Or cinnamon, if you want to go that route and have a little spice to your water, cinnamon or ginger. Or if you want to mix it all together, you can make a concoction like that. Also, you can get some type of spirulina, put some of that algae in your water as well. So that's a good way to get some extra protein in, some extra antioxidants in your body with that spirulina. So that's another way. So you're taking a walk and then you're getting hydrated as you fall into wellness. Another, number three, another way that you can fall into wellness is, what do you think? You may have heard me say it before, maybe not, but another way you can fall into wellness is to start stretching. We're going to put that, the big heading of stretching, because that can include doing some yoga, some ballistic stretches. We're going to just put that on the big title of stretching. Stretching your body, it gets things flowing. It loosens up your lymphatic system so it won't become tight. I know that personally because I had to have some lymphatic drainage therapy when I had a lot of inflammation around my breast area. So getting back into stretching really helped. So you want to make sure that you stretch your body, especially if you are getting out to walk and then you're hydrating, then you come back and you stretch really good. Stretch your body really, really good. Put on some nice meditation music and just get in the zone with those stretches. So those are three ways that you can fall into wellness. Three easy, simple ways. You can also find out more information about all of this on my website, howtoliveintime.com. It's a great directory, a wellness resource directory where you can plug in and get more things into your wellness toolkit. All right, until next time, learn to love and learn to serve. Nutrition is more than what you eat and the weight that you carry. Talk to you soon.